딱딱 멋진 거지. 아, 멋진 거. 멋진 거. I mean.
I'm sorry.
딱딱 멋진 거 했지. 맞잖아.
Oh, this doesn't accord exactly. I'm
it
sorry.
Seems at least.
If this doesn't accord exactly, it seems not to accord exactly with what Vasubandhu said in his Treasury of Knowledge.
네. 네, 무슨들 다서 구지시원. 다서 구지시원.
I'm what do you say, teasing, I'm teasing Vasubandhu sometimes.
Anyway, it's all right. Hmm. Hmm. That's a, hmm. That's a minute. Oh, that? Dina, the ship given an Arya Dewa. Hmm. Arya Dewa says, Kasa. Oh, Sanje Kisun, Kogula, Kanshi Tesum Sawai, any? Tay Tongba Niten, Tays, Dinukona Yishas.
As Arya Deva says in his 400, a person who has doubt with respect to what is not obvious in Buddha's teaching, should, in dependence on looking into Buddha's teaching on emptiness, gain conviction with respect to the other teachings. Thus, this has a relationship with how one proves scriptures to be incontrovertible. In brief, then, this inference of belief is not a question of just immediately coming to believe some scripture because it was spoken by so-and-so. Rather, one has to do a great deal of reasoning and analyze its content. In sleep or the dream state, where is the consciousness?
Tanti.
At the time of sleep, the consciousnesses of the five senses are become more subtle. They are said to become withdrawn. But they aren't totally withdrawn, because if someone came and scratched your hand, for instance, you would wake up. So thus the sense consciousnesses are becoming more subtle. In general, the main place of dwelling of the mind, consciousness, is at the heart. But when we speak of heart here, we're not speaking about this organ that's pumping. This is at a nerve center or channel center at the heart. The nerve centers or channel centers that are set forth in the tantric text. In the context of meditation, are set forth for the sake of meditation, and there's no need to accept that there are such, that there are actually such nerve centers. In exactly that place. However, when one meditates with one's imagination on these, there definitely are the effects of generating warmth, for instance, or effects of stopping conceptuality.
Yeah.
that just that spot where the consciousness enters into the what do you say, the semen and blood in the womb, is the spot where the heart forms.
The heart center forms.
And later, when one dies, it is from there that the consciousness leaves the body.
That's
the innermost subtle consciousness that I'm talking about. In the Kalachakra Tantra, they set forth a system of the four drops. At the forehead is a drop that generates the waking state. At the throat, the drop that generates the dream state. At the heart, the drop that generates the deep sleep state. And at the navel, the drop that generates the fourth state, the state of bliss. When it is explained that when one is sleeping deeply, the inner energies or winds and the consciousness gather at the heart, and that when one is dreaming, the inner energies or winds and the consciousness gather at the throat. Therefore, if somebody is a practitioner of dream yoga, therefore, if the yogi wants in dream time for the clear light of dream to dawn, the yogi concentrates on the heart center of the dream body itself. And through this, dreams are stopped and the clear light of sleep dawns. Thus, with regard to sleep and dream, there's a connection with the heart center and the throat center. Are the Buddhist teachings on the bardo state and rebirth to be understood literally or metaphorically? They're asserted literally. Is the death experience influenced in any way by the nature of death, when death comes about by illness, suicide, murder, or old age? One type of death is by accident, for instance, in a car accident. If one dies by accident, even though those eight levels of the dissolving, of the dissolution take place, they take place very quickly. If a person, however, dies after a prolonged illness in which the constituents of the body have been used up and the person's become extremely weak, then the stages of dissolution take place, but they're very weak or unclear. Therefore, there is this doctrine. Thus, it is at this point, before one was totally wasted, that one would put into practice the teachings on transference of consciousness. The practice of transference of consciousness, however, can only be done when it is definite that one is to die, and that one has done whatever is possible to deceive death, and at that point it's possible to put in to implement the practice of transference. Otherwise, it's a case of suicide. The remaining questions will be answered tomorrow.
The
51 mental factors that are set forth in Asanga's compendium of higher knowledge are the 5 omnipresent factors, the 5 determining factors, the 11 virtuous factors, the 6 root afflictions, the 20 secondary afflictions, and the 4 changeable factors. There are 5 factors that accompany any consciousness, and thus they are called omnipresent mental factors. These are feeling. These are the usual feelings of pleasure, pain, and neutrality. Discrimination, which is the discrimination of objects as this is such and such, that is such and such. Intention, which is a moving of the mind to the object. In this context, feeling would not be the object of the feeling, but the consciousness that's doing the feeling. Discrimination is distinguishing this object as such and such and that object as such and such. Intention is the moving of the mind to the object. Mental engagement is the taking of that object to mind. And contact is the mind sense of the object as being attractive, unattractive, or neutral. Out of the 51 mental factors, when the 5 aggregates are posited, only 2 of them are treated as separate aggregates among the 5. These are feeling and discrimination. As is said in Vasubandhu's treasury of knowledge, discrimination and feeling are separated out because discrimination serves as a basis for all of the quarreling in the world. Quarreling in terms of systems of tenets. Because ordinary people who are not involved in tenet systems quarrel mainly about their feelings. And therefore, they are treated separately among the 5 aggregates.
kham joke kishi juni san dzhithaydi ngomba zona shra sevyari.
In Vasubandhu's treasury of knowledge, there are very clear presentations of the five aggregates, the 18 sources. No, that's not the word. Anyway, the 18 fields and the 12 sources. 18 types, 18 elements, 18 constituents.
Yes.
and the 12 sources.
Yeah, that is even. Oh, that is much. That the name Dumba Mova Dumba Caso that tell ya, Tanig in Dumba Tell a Caso that Mugus or that Kuvan Tell a Tab and Mava. And it says you. That they turn to the temper. Zizik with dingin zin. You jib, shirup, chen, ding up with the huge rabbala. Juba induzani, you never slur.
And then the next five factors, because they deal with specific or particular objects, are called determining mental factors. First of which is aspiration. Dumba la kosin?
Ka.
Dumba.
Dumba, eh? Dumba. Tanyu dumba.
This is a sense of seeking an object. The next
is merva, orientation or attention, the mind's holding its object before it. The third is demba, memory, the mind's holding the object without wavering or forgetting it. The fourth is dingadzin, samadhi, which is defined as
one-pointedness of the mind. Even though this factor is called stabilization or samadhi, it doesn't refer to the type of deep samadhis that we will be achieving later. But to the mere factor, the slight factor of one-pointedness of mind which we have now. Then the fifth is knowledge, the faculty of discrimination. Then the next are faith, and then conscience, which is a sense of avoiding a certain behavior and so forth from one's own perspective. Whereas the next, embarrassment, is a sense of avoiding a certain behavior and so forth, thinking, having some concern for what others would think. Then there are the three roots of virtue: non-attachment, non-hatred, and non-ignorance, non-ignorance, which are cases of viewing attachment or desire, hatred and ignorance as faulty and restraining the mind from them. Effort means an enthusiasm for virtue. Then pliancy. Physical and mental pliancy are induced by developing deep meditative stabilization. Conscientiousness. This is very important.
In our daily practice, it's a self-awareness, it's a self-examination, checking, check by yourself. This is very, very important.
Equanimity and non-harmfulness.
Oh, that These
are called virtuous mental factors, either by way of their entities being so, or they're acting as antidotes. Then there are the six root afflictions. A desire, which is a case of being attached to internal or external objects. Anger. This is a sense of fierceness that is generated upon observing any of the nine sources of anger or objects. What are these nine? The nine are that one is observing that oneself has been harmed, is being harmed, or will be harmed. One is observing that one's friend has been harmed, is being harmed, or will be harmed. Or one is observing that one's enemy has been helped, is being helped, or will be helped. And these are thus the nine sources for the development of an angry attitude. Then pride. There are seven types of pride. There's the eye of the pride of thinking I. The eye of thinking that oneself is inferior, slightly inferior to others. Yes, it's like pretending, oh, I'm very poor. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to get the tone in the voice. But like pretending that you're not quite so and so. And then there's pride beyond pride, which is a case of conceiving oneself to be even greater than those people who are great. In this way, there are seven different types of pride. Then the next is ignorance. Ignorance here is a factor of not cognizing the truth, something that obstructs one from knowing the truth, obscuration with respect to the truth. From within consciousnesses that misconceive the truth and consciousnesses that just don't know the truth, this is a consciousness that just doesn't know the truth. But according to Dharmakirti or to Chandrakirti, ignorance is a case of misconception. Next is doubt. There are two interpretations of this. One, that all doubt is afflicted doubt, and the other is that doubt is not necessarily afflicted, some is and some isn't.
Conclusion
Then the next is view, which here refers to an afflicted type of knowledge that one is engaged in some investigation but come to the wrong conclusion. Those are the six root afflictions when view is considered just as one. But if you divide it down into five itself, then there are ten. The five afflicted views are the view of the transitory collection as real I and mine, view holding to an extreme, conception of a bad view as supreme, conception of bad ethics and modes of conduct as supreme, and perverse or wrong views. The first, the view of a transitory collection, is a case of observing the mental and physical aggregates which have a nature of disintegrating and being a collection, and conceiving of a truly existent I with respect to them. So thus there come to be two types, viewing the transitory mental and physical aggregates as real I or as real mine, something owned. Then the view holding to an extreme is a case of a consciousness that takes that truly existent I that was conceived of by the view of the transitory collection, and considering either that it lasts permanently or that it ceases upon death and does not connect to the next lifetime. The conception of a bad view as extreme is a consciousness that takes either the view of the transitory collection or the view holding to an extreme or a perverse view and considers it to be supreme. But I didn't get the other part of it. Then the conception of bad ethics and modes of conduct as supreme would be to consider faulty systems of ethics, such as a system that sets forth that one should behave like a dog or a cow or something like that. If one considered this to be supreme, that would be a misconception. And also with regard, the same sort of misconception with respect to the mental and physical aggregates that give rise to those systems of ethics.
Then a Lobartao said, Monde, the Lobartao, Lotanina, Nigitubu Nanga Loda, the Kundu Loda Che. There and the Tanga Shebe Kudu Loda, Kundu Loda, Drondo Loda Nisha.
Now with regard to perverse view that's within the list of the 10 non-virtues is a case of denial or deprecation of that. That means a consideration of what actually exists as not existing, whereas here in the context of the five views, it is either a consciousness that misconceives of the existent as non-existent, or considers the non-existent to be existent, thus either a consciousness of denial or of superimposition. Thus, these afflictions are called the five non-view afflictions and the five view afflictions, or in general, the ten subtle increasers of afflictive states. Then there are the 20 secondary afflictive emotions. The first is belligerence. Anger acts as a cause of it. Next is resentment. Next is concealment of faults. Next is spite, which is like the first one, belligerence. Next is jealousy, miserliness. Then there is deceit and dissimulation. Deceit being. Deceit is a case of not making manifest faults that are in your own continuum. Whereas dissimulation is a case of pretending that you have certain good qualities in your continuum that you actually don't. Haughtiness is next. It's the case of the mind. Case of the minds being puffed up. It is allied with pride.
Number two.
Next is harmfulness, non-shame, or non-conscience, non-embarrassment. Then lethargy, which is a case of like not thinking about anything and staying in deep darkness. Not like
that.
Then excitement, which is a case of the mind scattering to an object of desire.
Madeva.
Next is non-faith.
Lelo.
Laziness.
Pangmi.
Non-conscientiousness.
Jenge.
Forgetfulness.
Shishimayimba.
Non-introspection.
That's the number one.
Distraction of the mind.
Oh, didi nishudri.
These are the 20.
Dan nise.
Then sleep.
Gyalase.
Contrition. If you have contrition or regret for virtuous actions that have been done, then that contrition is non-virtuous. If you have contrition or regret for non-virtuous actions that have been done, then that contrition is virtuous. Similarly, also sleep is changeable in that if prior to sleep you have a virtuous consciousness, the sleep itself can be virtuous, or if prior to sleep you have a non-virtuous consciousness, the sleep itself can be non-virtuous.
That 간다 디니부디 유 착소 그다음에 착소 기야 유리야 똑주 제베이나 아 간다 디버사인 거야 아래 아 가서 유 겨하실이야 아니 똑주 제베이나 디 겨하자인 거야 아래
And then the next two are investigation and analysis. Investigation being a case of looking into objects in a rough way, and analysis being a more thorough research of them. These also can be either virtuous or non-virtuous. If one is investigating or analyzing objects of desire in a way that promotes desire, then that investigation and analysis itself, for instance, is non-virtuous. But if one is investigating and analyzing virtuous objects, then that investigation and analysis can be virtuous.
Yeah, yeah.
Therefore, those four are called the four changeable factors, and those conclude the 51 mental factors of a Sangha's system. These are the mental factors that were explicitly explained in that text, but there are many more. There are a great many mental factors. All of these similarly have the nature of consciousness, that is to say, of being luminous and knowing, but from the point of view of their various functions, they get to be designated separately. But then within the mantra or tantra system, consciousnesses are set forth by way of the grossness or subtlety of their entities themselves. The consciousnesses of the five senses are gross consciousnesses, whereas the 80 conceptions are subtler consciousnesses. Among the 80 conceptions, there are many varieties in terms of whether they're virtuous or non-virtuous. And probably within the 80 conceptions themselves, there are many levels of grossness and subtlety. So then if you ask what are the 80 conceptions, there are 33 that have the nature of the radiant, the mind of radiant white appearance. There are 40 that have the nature of the mind of radiant red increase. And there are 7 that have the nature of the mind of radiant black near attainment. Now, these three consciousnesses of the radiant white, red, and black appearances in clear light, which are also called the four empties, are the subtlest consciousnesses. Thus, these presentations of different types of consciousnesses is not by way of different function, but by way of the grossness or subtlety of the entity of those consciousnesses. That's the explanation of consciousnesses. Thus, there are many departments of what? Consciousness. And
you see, main consciousness as a president or prime minister. Then you see each section, there you see the head of that particular department, and you see there all have to say,
as a minister.
Ministers and secretaries, something like that. 나는 대사하고 도시에 다 뒤야 차도기 다 가서 에너지 요새하고 잡아서하고 선하서하고 내려오고.
For instance, you could take desire, it would be like be the principal figure, and there would be many like subsidiary figures like pride and deceit and dissimulation and so forth that are involved with it.
So you see, our main mind is something like very honest president. Sometimes he gets bad advice from, you see, certain minister. Sometimes he influence from, you see, good minister. So you see, our main mind itself very kasa, honest and pure, something like that. Now you see, in his secondary level, there are, you see, good thought as well as bad thought. Now, what is our responsibility or our duty, or what should to do is we how to say, first we must realize the, you see, those, you see, each ministers and secretaries like that. After that, you must make distinction. Now, these are the good advisor. These are, you see, you can use it, but not so reliable. You see, and gradually, you see, making sort of, getting, you see, more advice, more suggestion, more influence from the good side. Then gradually, the whole mental attitude becoming, will develop. So, like that. So, you see, actually the practitioner is real combat soldier, you see. Now, you see, not combat with external enemy, but within ourselves, you see, there are enemies, enemy forces. Enemy means anger, hatred, attachment. These are real enemy, you see. Once we ourselves, you see, ruled by these thoughts, will accumulate bad karma, and result suffering will come. So you see, we must organize the good side of thought and make combat, real fighting with, you see, the wisdom as a emanation. And the samadhi, or one-pointedness mind, is as a weapon, you see, rocket launcher. You see, without a rocket launcher, we cannot throw the rocket by hand. Similarly, without samadhi, without, you see, one-pointedness, mindfulness, we cannot use the wisdom properly. So, you see, you need wisdom as well as the kasa. What do you call that? Meditation, the samadhi. And all these things based on daily conduct as a ground, shila, Sanskrit word called shila. Conduct, good conduct.
Then how is it that... How is it that actions are accumulated? How is it that karmas are accumulated? First of all, with regard to non-virtuous actions, they are, these can be, what do you say, in terms of their roots, be condensed down into those by way of desire and those by way of hatred. And the root of these two meets back to ignorance. Then, according to the Prasangika system,
다들 쪼올 차샤다. 이 쪼 땅아 쪼올 문제 지기야. 리그드지 망셔야 돼. 그래서 인자 파상계시야.
Because the prasangika system is taken to be chief because of its many reasonings, I'm going to mainly be explaining this from that point of view.